This is Dakota Midday for Tuesday. I'm Kara Hetland. Thanks so much for being with us today. Joining me now is Nick Simon. He's a Hollywood writer and director, and he is from South Dakota and in town for a premiere of his film, The Girl in the Photographs. Nick, thanks so much for being with us today on Dakota Midday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So give me a summary of The Girl in the Photograph.
Okay, so the Girl in the Photograph is basically about a small-town checker at a grocery store who sort of becomes the object of affection to two serial killers who begin basically leaving photographs of their victims for her to find. This sort of breaks on the internet, and there's a celebrity photographer in Los Angeles named Peter Hemmings, who's played by Cal Penn, who is actually also from the same small town, who feels like these two killers are copying his style of photography, and he wants to shoot his new ad campaign back in, you know, in the same town. And then everything sort of comes to a head, and bad things happen.
So describe how does a picture of a victim correlate to this photographer's work?
The photography is very much so in the style of, say, like, specifically Peter. The Peter character is stylistically very American Apparel ad kind of based, and some of the victims' bodies are basically taken straight from the same poses as some of his photos.
And where did you get your inspiration for writing this story?
We started writing this like 6 years ago. I was writing this with Osgood Perkins. And we were just talking about all the American Apparel billboards really in around Los Angeles and how it'd be interesting to do a horror movie based on that. But if, you know, what if the people in the photos were actually terrified looking back at you? So we just try to, you know, come up with some sort of, you know, interesting horror film that hopefully we hadn't seen before, but also still paying attention to the rules of that specific genre and just hopefully slightly turning them a little bit on their heads.
Have you always been a fan of horror movies?
I have, ever since I was a little kid, actually. You know, I think I saw Halloween at a probably inappropriate age. I've been a big fan of horror films in general for a very long time.
And so then how do you take your being a fan of horror films into actually, you know, writing one and producing one?
It's a difficult thing in the sense where I think that more fans of the genre should actually be making the films. You know, I think a lot of times you feel some of these movies that come out are just sort of soulless and don't have, you know, they're going with cheap scares and versus like interesting thriller moments. And I think Girl in the Photographs is just as much of a thriller as it is a horror film. You know, there isn't a it's structured in the sense where it's very kind of an 80s throwback feel, and it has a sort of vintage look to it. I think I think more people should make films that love what they're doing, you know.
I mean, do you ever find yourself saying, well, when I do, I would do that differently. Do you critique horror films?
You try not to, because look, at the end of the day, it's so hard to make movies, period. You know, like just to try to get something financed and made and cast and starred and released. It's like one of the most difficult things ever, you know. So you try to just, I'm a lot more positive now when I watch any movie than I was before I started making movies, you know.
Now this takes place, your film takes place in Spearfish, but you didn't film it there, correct?
No, we didn't. We didn't shoot any of it in Spearfish, actually. We shot, I would say, 98% of it in Victoria, British Columbia, which is Vancouver Island, which is sort of like a very heightened version of the Black Hills. And then we actually shot some pickup scenes in Sioux Falls. I did a couple, some B-roll, like city shots and town shots in Sioux Falls.
And you grew up in Sioux Falls, correct?
I did.
Okay. And how is it coming home after going, being in L.A. and coming home? What kind of adjustments do you have to make?
My whole family is there, so I love coming home. It's always exciting to come home, and it's always great to you know, be supported by my, you know, family and friends and, you know, Cinema Falls, and in this case, Lawrence and Schiller. Everybody's been, you know, really supportive. It's nice to come home.
Now, one of your partners in the film is Wes Craven.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about him.
I met Wes. He was my mentor that was assigned to me through the Writers Guild. And we would have dinners at his house basically for about a year. Like once every, say, I don't know, 7-8 weeks or so maybe.
Wow.
And we just kind of got to know each other really well. And then towards the end of our mentorship sessions that we had through the Guild, he would start asking us, like, what are you guys working on now? And I, at one point, I brought up this script. And at that time, I think I'd been working on it for, like, 3 or 4 years. And so I don't know if it's good. I don't know if I should just stop working on it. You know, I have it at a point where I don't know what to do with it. I don't know if I should try to get it made. I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, look, send it over. I'll read it. So I'm like, all right. So I sent it to him. And then he read it and actually really loved it and said, what can I do to help you get this made? And then I said, well, you could, you know, produce it. That would definitely help get it made. And it did, you know, so he came on as a producer, and he was very actively involved with this movie. I mean, from every step of the way, he loved the script. He thought it was really funny. It's a different kind of horror. You know, it's equal parts thriller as it is a comedy and it's like a horror film. And he thought the script was really funny, and he thought it was really interesting, and he was very complimentary, and he said it reminded him of Scream a little bit. And he came on as a producer, and he was active all the way up until he passed away in August. He gave us notes every week on the edit. He watched dailies. We'd send him dailies every day while we're shooting. He was involved with all the casting. He was a very active producer.
Now, this is your second premiere in the United States, correct? How is it going over so far?
It's been good. Over good. Yeah, we premiered the film at Toronto Film Festival this year in September, and then we displayed in. Then we went from there. We went to Sitges in Spain, and then we had our first U.S. premiere was in Los Angeles last week at Scream Fest, which is a very specific horror festival. And then this is our second U.S. screening. It's been going well. It's been going very well. I think that people either really love it or people really don't love it. So it's kind of one or the other. But I think that's where you sort of want to be when it comes to horror. You know, you don't want to. You kind of want a polarizing effect, I think. Otherwise, if you have something that's sort of middle ground, then people really don't care either way. And the fact that it's getting an emotion, we've had more positive than negative, for sure.
And what are you working on next?
I'm working on a bunch of things, actually. As I'm calling this in, I'm actually on my way to my writing partner's house. We have about 4 scripts that we have immediate deadlines on. People want to see things. I have another film I'm working on with a potential another South Dakota producer. There's about 10 different projects all in very, you know, that could be the next actual thing.
And who do you expect to come and see this? People under the age of 17 are allowed, I'm told.
Right, yeah, because it'll definitely be an R-rated when it comes out. You know, we have our distribution deal isn't actually official yet, so we don't know. I can't actually say who's actually distributing the film, but we have some offers on the table, and, you know, it hasn't gone through MPAA, so it definitely will be R-rated. I think a lot of, you know, just the fans of horror will come. I think, you know, fans of mine will come. I think friends of mine will come. My family will obviously be there. I hope they like it. You'll see how that goes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, Nick, for coming on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And there's a special Halloween screening on Thursday, October 29th at West Mall 7 Theaters. Doors open at 6:30, the film at 7 o'clock, and this is all part of the Cinema Falls event in Sioux Falls. Again, it is not rated, but probably will be rated R, so no one under the age of 17 is admitted.